Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to You Be the Jury, hosted by attorney Rossi Williams of Rossi Williams Law Group. Ms. Williams became an attorney after her brother's incarceration. Previously, she had over a decade of healthcare experience beginning in the Army and is still a registered nurse. Contact her at 1-888-ROSSI-LAW or www.callrossiwilliams.com. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. Now, let's jump back into the frying pan on You Be the Jury.
Welcome, everyone, and good evening. I am your host, Attorney Rossi Williams of Rossi Williams Law Group here in Miami and serving you statewide. We have a very awesome topic for you tonight, and I welcome everyone who is tuned in online as well as everyone who is tuned in via phone. On tonight, we're going to be dealing with the grand jury situation regarding the death, the murder of the late Miss Breonna Taylor, and we are going to hear from you, the jury, regarding tonight's question. Now, before I pose the question, let me remind everyone as well as inform those of you who are new of the rules. Here on You Be the Jury, you, the listeners, are the jury. I will pose tonight's question, and you will be able to answer as you see fit. You are welcome to be in favor of or in opposition. This is your deliberation room. The only requirements are that, number one, you cannot use profanity, and number two, you cannot name, call, or humiliate another juror. Stay on topic and defeat the issue. When you are ready to speak, if you are on the phone, press 1, and that will place you in my queue, and I will bring you on air by the last 4 digits of your phone number, for example, juror number 1234. For those of you who are online, type your comment, and I will read it on air, or you can call in. The number is 516-418-5632. Again, that is 516-418-5632. Now, our question for tonight's jury session, and this is actually the debate before the debate, because there's a presidential debate later on, is should Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron be removed from office for his actions in the Breonna Taylor case? Should Kentucky Attorney General Mr. Daniel Cameron be removed from office for his actions in the Breonna Taylor case? And remember, all viewpoints are welcome here. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone at any time. The lines are open, and I will bring you on by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You do not have to say your name, and we'll see if we reach a unanimous verdict. All right, I have caller number or juror number 0688. Juror number 0688, you're live tonight on You Be the Jury. What's your answer to our question of should Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron be removed?
How are you doing today, Attorney Williams? I'm glad to be able to connect today. Yes, I think he should be removed. The attorney general
should
be removed. Well, I think he intentionally lied and was deceitful to the public, to the juries, to all. He has done something that, to me, I call it undermining the justice system. He is a man that was supposed to put all of the evidence out there that he had, the jury make the decision justly. But what he did, he went and hid the evidence and told them certain things they could do. They could not charge these people with murder. They could not just do their duty to say, okay, this is the evidence and this is what we see. He fixed it so they were only vote on what he wanted it to be. He didn't want those people charged. And I'm just thankful for the jury that spoke up and let the public know that the reason we made these decisions, because of what the Attorney General told us, we can only vote on certain things. We can't vote on these people whether they were murderers. We can only say what he told us. Yes, not only that, he needs to be removed from any justice. He does not need to have the authority to deal with anyone else's life again. He did it one time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, juror. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I have another juror who wants to speak out. And remember, for those of you on the phone, press 1. That will place you into my queue whenever you want to speak, and I'll bring you online by the last 4 digits of your phone number. For those of you who are tuned in online, type your comment, and I'll read it on there. This is Attorney Rossi Williams, juror number 1288. You're on the air. What's your comment? Do you believe Mr. Daniel Cameron should be removed?
Yes, I agree with the previous juror.
Okay, can you expound and tell us why? Why did you feel that way?
It was an overstep of power in my eyes. What he did, it was an overstep. And it was kind of like when you allow something that the people have said they are so, against, to happen, it's kind of like you shouldn't be in office. The point of being in office is to do the will of the people. The will is unmet in a very egregious way.
Wow. Thank you, juror. I appreciate that. Very, very much. Thank you, juror. So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about what is the role of the Attorney General and what should the Attorney General do. Last week, I had the privilege and pleasure of speaking on this matter on a radio show on 99 Jams hosted by Ms. Super Cindy, because here I practice criminal defense. I also practice civil law, including civil rights, and I've represented multiple civil rights matters. I've also represented issues pertaining to police brutality on both sides of the aisle. And finally, I've represented multiple administrative or regulatory issues. So what we saw last week was the grand jury dealing with the bill of indictment that had been presented by Attorney General Mr. Daniel Cameron. And once the grand jury did not indict the other officers, what we saw in the public was a confusion regarding the role of the grand jury. People began to believe that it was the fault of the grand jury that the other officers were not indicted, and that the indicted officer was only indicted for wanton endangerment. So I began to expound to people on how this works. The prosecutor, in this case, the attorney general, presents to a grand jury what is known as a bill of indictment. Within that bill of indictment, the prosecutor or the attorney general is laying out for the grand jury what he or she wants them to consider, the people or the possible defendants, the nature of the charges, the extent of the evidence. So in other words, the grand jury is only there to assist the prosecutor in determining whether charges should be filed. Because generally in most states, charges can only be filed against a person in one of two ways. Number one, the prosecutor outright files the criminal charges. That's known as filing an information. Or number two, the person is indicted by a grand jury. Usually the grand jury proceedings are secret, but the saying in the law among us attorneys is that it's so easy to get an indictment that you can indict a ham sandwich. This is because in a grand jury proceeding, there is no one presenting the other side of the coin to what the prosecutor is presenting. So if the prosecutor says, for example, the ham sandwich did it, there is no defense attorney. They're saying, no, it was the egg sandwich. It was the cheese, you know. No, whatever the prosecutor presents, that's all that the grand jury will hear. That includes the evidence. That includes bringing in witnesses. So there is no one standing there to act on behalf of the accused. So I said to them then, Mr. Cameron got the indictment that he wanted. Before we got to today, it was obvious to me as an attorney that he didn't seek indictment of the remaining two officers. Now, the issue that we're dealing with in today's question of should he be removed is the fact that after that grand jury indictment, Mr. Cameron, in what appears to have been conduct to protect and shield himself from not upholding the offices or the duties of his office, misrepresented to the public that the reason the other two officers were not indicted was because the grand jury agreed with him that they should not be indicted. Now, that's an issue, isn't it? That is materially different from saying the grand jury indicted this one officer for wanton endangerment, but I did not seek indictment of the other two officers because I, as the chief law enforcement officer of Kentucky, had already made the decision that those officers were justified. So he danced around the issue and made it to appear that the grand jury made that decision or was in total agreement with him. And remember, the lines remain open. Anytime you want to speak, press one on your phone or type your comments, and I'll read them on air. So here, we got to the situation of where protesters began to ramp up or elevate the intensity and the severity of their protest in response to the grand jury's decision, and where protesters or counter-protesters from other jurisdictions begin to come there to counter-protest against them, where police were shot, lives were hanging in the balance, and this attorney general was still hiding behind the grand jury decision as if he really had no substantial role in it. The other part of this, stay with me now, is that he also, during his speech after the grand jury's decision, stated that he relied on the testimony of an eyewitness who stated that the officers did announce themselves. Now, he made us to understand that the testimony of that witness carried with it significant weight, so much so that it was persuasive enough for him to conclude that the officers should not be charged. However, now, as evidence has been obtained through Freedom of Information Act, public records requests, and just the outright leaking of evidence, we have now learned that that same person originally gave a statement that the officers did not announce themselves. This is important because as officers of the court, being us attorneys, we attorneys, one of the reasons we want to get statements as close to the time of the incident as possible. And one of the reasons you try to find every witness and depose people as close to the date and time of the incident as possible is because their recollections are most fresh, most credible, and most reliable at the time the incident occurred. So Attorney General Cameron, knew at the time that he was presenting this witness as the most credible of evidence and testimony all over this television and all over the community. And as he stood there and kept throwing this witness up, he already knew that the witness had changed the witness's story. Because in the evidence, we now see that when the police called this same witness almost 2 months later in its investigation of the incident, the witness then changed his story to say the officer did announce. Now, I don't know the witness personally nor professionally to call the witness a liar, so I will not do that because that would be beneath the caliber of counsel I am. But what I do know is that the facts show that the witness changed his testimony. It is inconsistent that at the time when the witness's testimony would have been most reliable, with that witness being an eyewitness who had come out of the apartment and actually saw the officers there, the witness said they did not announce. So what happened? Did someone frighten the witness, intimidate the witness? What happened that his story changed? So my question for you tonight as the jurors is, should Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron be removed? It appears that he withheld material evidence from the grand jury, which directly precluded them exercising their statutory role as grand jurors to deliberate in this case and to determine whether charges should be filed. I have something else to say, but I see I have a juror who wants to speak. Juror number 0688, you're live. What's your comment on You Be the Jury?
Well, one thing, Attorney Williams, he waited somewhere like 200 days or more before he gave a decision. I didn't have faith in him for that because it didn't take you 200 days to look at reality and see what happened. And the next thing was the governor asked him to make the records public. He refused and was saying he's holding on to the records because of federal investigation. What he was not counting on was that a jury would stand up, come forward, and say, you're the cause of us making this decision because of the instructions you gave us. You gave us instructions not to find this man responsible, these police responsible for what they did. He never thought that any of those jurors would come forward. So he was going to ease this on through and get, but I don't know where he was paid to do this. I don't know whether he was promised another job or something, but I do know one thing. He should never be in charge of any justice system like he is now again, because he doesn't care about throwing people under the bus and letting people walk free after they have done treacherous crimes. This woman was in her bed at home. If you can't go home now and go to sleep in your bed without the police is coming and kicking the doors open and overkilling you, shot this woman 9 times, 30-some bullets in their place. Not only were they responsible for that, but they were endangering other people's lives that live right around her. Yes, they should be charged for murder. And yes, the attorney general should be removed from his job and give him no other government job. He's deceiving and he's a liar.
Thank you. Wow, juror. Thank you so much. Remember, everyone, we're here live on You Be the Jury, hosted by myself, Attorney Rossi Williams, here in Miami, Florida. Remember, on You Be the Jury, all viewpoints are welcome. We are in the deliberation room. This is where you can truly state your unadulterated opinion, and the hope is that as we come and reason together, that we all leave the conversation as better people, because not only are we better informed, but we've had the opportunity to hear and reason amongst ourselves the perspectives of others. Now, I want to address what this juror just spoke of. So finally, one of the grand jurors decided she'd had enough. Her name at this time has not been released. So through her attorney, she filed a motion in court for the attorney general to have to or be required or ordered to release the proceedings or the recording of the grand jury proceedings. And her attorney argued that doing so was compellingly in the public interest. Because what has happened is that the Commonwealth of Kentucky and then our nation as a whole has been so adversely affected by the lack of transparency and the inconsistency, as well as the lack of credibility concerning Mr. Cameron, that they feared if this was not released, even worse would occur. So let's talk about Mr. Cameron for a minute. Mr. Daniel Cameron is an African-American male. He was elected the first African-American attorney general in the state of Kentucky, and that is commendable. I do not want to gloss over that, nor to diminish that accomplishment. That is not an appointed role. That is an elected role. And the first Republican attorney general elected in years. So he took the place of Kentucky's current governor. The governor now was the attorney general prior to Mr. Cameron, and that governor is a Democrat. So in the aftermath of the grand jury's ruling, the governor also requested of Mr. Cameron that he release all of the evidence and all of the record of the proceedings. Now, himself having been the prior attorney general, he knows the statutes, he knows the rules, he knows the proceedings are supposed to be secretive, but he also knew that the attorney general had the discretion to release that information. So he requested it, but Mr. Cameron declined. So it got to a point where the grand jurors were being placed in a negative light, or a false light, if you will. In other words, if there were family members or friends or other people who knew that they served on that grand jury, they were now being seen as people who were just letting the police go free. And they determined that they would not be seen that way anymore. But because the juror, the grand juror, was afraid that she would be held in contempt if she released this information on her own without court protection, she sought an attorney to file the motion, and the judge has granted that motion. It has been ordered for Mr. Cameron to release the grand jury proceedings. Now that the court has granted the motion, he is saying that he will release all of this information by Wednesday, which is tomorrow. I want to share with you right quickly the priorities of his office as listed on his own website: to defend the Commonwealth, protecting Kentuckians, fighting the drug epidemic, and now, listen to this, justice for crime victims. Where was that justice for Breonna Taylor? Government transparency. Where was that transparency in just releasing this so that people could judge the situation? And finally, partnering with law enforcement. Now, I don't take an issue with that because he is the chief law enforcement officer of the state, such as it is with every attorney general. I don't take issue with that because, as I stated when this podcast began tonight, as an attorney, I've represented both sides of the aisle. As officers of the court, our goal and our duty is to seek righteous judgment pursuant to the truth of the facts and evidence. In other words, if the officers were justified, as he said, release the evidence and show it so that people won't be out there protesting, marching, fighting at each other's throats, so that people won't be after the officers, after the police, so officers won't be getting shot if the truth bears out that they were justified. People are intelligent. People can read. The public is so intelligent that the law allows them to be selected for jury service to decide these same kinds of cases every day. So the question is, should he be removed? And I have another juror who sent a comment here. Let me read this comment. This juror said yes, in all capital letters. Yes, he should be removed. Now, how do you go about that process? Because he is an elected official. He was just elected in 2019. The Attorney General usually serves a four-year term, so until it is time to vote, you know, again, he remains in that office. But as a constitutional officer of the court and of the law, then he can be removed just as any other constitutional officer, just as a sheriff could be removed in such instances of gross misconduct and violation of derelict of duty. And so what the people of Kentucky have to decide, and what we have to decide, and what all of those people who are out there protesting have to decide, what the NAACP has to decide, I'm legal redress here in Miami for the NAACP, what Mr. Crump and Ms. Taylor's family have to decide is whether or not they want to go the gamut to do what needs to be done for someone who has conducted himself the way that Mr. Cameron has. I could care less about his political affiliation. It doesn't matter to me if a person is Republican or Democrat, because both sides of the fence have done African Americans dirty. Both sides, both parties have lied to us. Both parties have not fulfilled their promises. I don't care about that. What I care about is all of the evidence showing that the things that he knew, which could have materially guided this grand jury into determining in its statutory role whether or not charges were warranted, he withheld. We're going to do one commercial break, then I'm going to come back, take your final comments, and give my final wrap-up opinion here on You Be the Jury with Attorney Rossi Williams.
You Be the Jury, hosted by Attorney Rossi Williams of Rossi Williams Law Group. Ms. Williams became an attorney after her brother's incarceration. Previously, she had over a decade of healthcare experience beginning in the Army and is still a registered nurse. Contact her at 1-888-ROSSI-LAW or www.callrossiwilliams.com. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. Now, let's jump back into the frying pan on You Be the Jury.
We're back on You Be the Jury. I am your host, Attorney Rossi Williams. Remember, we're here live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you follow the show so you will receive a text on Tuesdays at 5 p.m., which includes the topic for each night's show. And then when we go live at 7 p.m., you'll receive a text with the call-in number and the link to listen online. Follow by texting the word jury to phone number 33222. Again, text the word or message jury, J-U-R-Y, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. That is how you follow. Now, our question for tonight, in which I'm going to take your very last comments, is should Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron be removed from office for his actions in the Breonna Taylor case? I have some comments that I need to read off here for our online jurors. For those of you who are on the phone, press 1, and that will bring you into my queue so that you can speak your final comments. I'll bring you on air by calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number. So press 1 to be in my queue. My online comments here from our online jurors tonight. He is a disgrace to black people. I will never forgive him for what he's done. Okay, so I would take it that that juror's answer is yes, he should be removed. I have another comment. Wow. He murdered Breonna Taylor all over again. He let those police go free. Wow. I have another comment here tonight. I think people are being too hard on him. He made a mistake, and people make mistakes. Okay, thank you, juror. We appreciate everyone's comment here. All callers and comments are welcome. I have another comment here tonight. Daniel Cameron for president. Okay, so we have another juror who believes that what he did is right. For those of you who are on the phone, please press 1. I'm going to let you come in and do your final comments. Then I'm going to do my wrap-up for tonight. If we have any other online comments, juror number 2435, you're live on the air. What's your final comment tonight? Juror number 2345, make sure you've unmuted yourself. I'm going to have to try to come back to you. Our time is almost run. Let me say this, everyone. Sometimes, as an attorney, I deal with internal conflicts. Because as an officer of the court, the duty is always before me to conduct myself with integrity regarding the cases I handle. I've been on television for representing civil rights and racial discrimination cases. I've been on television for representing cases against police. But there are also times that I turn cases down because the office that I hold requires me to look at the facts and to let the facts and the evidence show me where the truth lies as much as possible. Then, as a minister of the gospel, I have an even higher calling, because an attorney is what I do, but a Christian is who I am. So I have an even higher calling to try my best, and I don't always make it, but to try my best to treat people the way I would want to be treated. Then, within that, and never ending, I am Black. When I retire from being an attorney, I will still be Black. If I don't go out and minister another sermon, I will always be Black. Born into this world Black, and Black is how I'll leave here. So in that sense, my heart grieves at what I see perpetrated against us day after day and time after time. We watch Black people being killed across this nation by police for things that non-Black people are allowed to have their day in court for. We are killed because they thought we had a gun, because they thought the cell phone was a gun, because they thought we might have had a knife. We are killed in our sleep. We are killed standing on the street selling cigarettes unarmed. We are killed sitting in a car with a little girl in the back and a girlfriend streaming live on Facebook, unarmed. We are killed standing up selling CDs. We are killed on the ground already handcuffed with the knee on our neck. We do not get our day in court to even allow a judge or jury to make a decision. Now, if this was the same everywhere, I'd have no issue with it. But when I can see Nicholas Cruz go kill all of these kids and these adults at Parkland, armed, mass murderer, just killed multiple people, but for some reason the police are not afraid enough to bring him in alive. And I can look at Dylann Roof, who just killed nine people or shot nine people in a South Carolina church, armed mass murderer, fled the scene. But he still gets to have his day in court and even gets lunch because he's hungry. When I can look and see Eric Friend, when I can look and see who killed a Pennsylvania state trooper and led the cops on a six-week manhunt, and they brought him in alive. We can look at the Colorado movie theater shooter. We can look at the man who shot Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. The list goes on and on. We can look at Cal Rittenhouse, an armed 17-year-old with a rifle who comes across state lines, police see him and commend him for being there, but you shot Jacob Black in the back this many times in that same situation. But Cal Rittenhouse can come with a rifle, and that's okay. But Mr. Blake allegedly had a knife, and he gets shot seven times in the back. The list of hashtags go on and on about what we're having to constantly endure. I can't even keep calling out the names. Breonna Taylor, Sandra Bland, black males, black females. It puts us in a place of righteous anger, so much so that we're tired of being told, if you'd only comply, if you wouldn't resist, if you put your hands at 10 and 2, all of the other people, they made it in alive. So I say to you tonight, Mr. Cameron has betrayed the public trust in a way that is egregious and that requires his removal and discipline. Because of his own bias, he has withheld evidence, substantial and substantive evidence from the grand jury, precluding them from exercising their authority to make a decision as to whether those officers should have been charged. Subsequently, he has repeatedly and intentionally, willfully and purposely, misled the public and misrepresented the facts and the proceeding. And although he alone had the discretion to release the proceedings so as to quash all of what's going on right now, he withheld it until ordered to do so by a judge. He has betrayed his office, and he is not worthy of this office. This is Attorney Rossi Williams of Rossi Williams Law Group. I'm the John 3:16 loving sacrificial Jesus, or the John 2:15 turn the tables over and move the money changers out of the temple Jesus. Whatever is needed to bring about righteous judgment and win justice, however you send for me, it's how I come. I'll see you live next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Until then, be blessed. This is We're Done Dying by Artist Cheshire.
In 2020, still fighting voter suppression nationwide. Still being followed from the time we enter a store until the time we leave.
Then you my enemy. Or if you ain't walking in the street, then you ain't friend of me. You ain't kin to me. I'm a mortal man, I ain't looking for sympathy. I gotta enter me. I got people in control that want the end of me. And when they see me face to face, they wanna censor me. People mobbing in the streets, we got a problem. I can see the way to solve it is you need to try me. So I can show you eye for eye, so I can show you tip for tat, a teeth for teeth. I need release or reparation that I seek for the murdering of people that the same color as me. Murdering a George Floyd, murdering a Sandra Bland, murdering Breonna Taylor, guilt of mine are buried. Light of day, they'll never see it. Try me. You ain't supporting. and are deceased, then you my enemy. Or if you ain't walking in the street, you ain't a friend of me. You ain't kin to me. I'm a mortal man, I ain't looking for sympathy. Try me, you ain't some